33,000 students at the University of Nottingham. They know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
All 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to the Thursday Sports Show. I'm Matt Webb, joined here by Will Perkins and Alex Buxton, and we're going to be bringing you all the latest Thursday sport news, which this week involves the latest Bucks cricket news as we come towards the end of the Bucks season proper. The reforming of the Notts County women's football team. Notts County sadly going down to Coventry in the playoffs. Some controversy there that I'm sure we'll talk about a bit later on. And also talking a bit about Nottinghamshire Country Club, who had a very good start to the season indeed. But first of all, we're going to talk about what we always talk about on the Thursday Sports Show, Bucks, which is obviously the university competition that matters most to the students. And we're nearly at the end of the season, and it's going to be a tight finish. We're only 14 points clear of the University of Edinburgh at the moment. We're in first place, they're in fourth. We can't catch Durham or Loughborough, so third is the best we can hope for. Alex, you were here last year, and I believe Edinburgh pipped us at the post last year as well, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, we said a lot of times in the show, we tend to dip down a bit in the summer, and with sports like the cricket and the athletics sort of tended to let us down, and Edinburgh have tended to kind of catch up at that point. But as I'm sure we're going to talk about more very soon, the cricket team have been performing a lot better than they have done in previous seasons and actually might get promoted. So hopefully with their resurgence in the summer, that should help us kind of get over the line with not too many points left to play for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the key to our success, as we've already touched upon, lies in our summer sports, in cricket and athletics. Both of them enjoyed comfortable victories in varsity. I was down there at the cricket, and we ended up winning by 6 wickets, a really dominating display over Trent, who we struggled with in recent times. And at the moment, we're actually on the charge for promotion in Midlands 2A, currently sitting top of the table with 6 points, having won both our games so far, and also the only team in the group with a positive run rate at the moment, which is obviously important if it comes down to the wire. You know, overall, our cricket teams have won 7 wins out of 9 altogether. You know, the first unbeaten, and yesterday we won 2 matches out of 3. The first beat Leicester thirds, the third beat Warwick thirds, although Nottingham seconds lost quite comprehensively to Worcester firsts. So obviously, guys, pretty good results on the whole there, averaging out a 66% win ratio, which we would look at as being very positive on a Bucks roundup show. You know, is this perhaps a new era for cricket in Nottingham?
Yeah, definitely, but I think we've got to vaguely put into perspective for the first teams. They are in the Midlands Division 2A, which for the University of Nottingham is quite unheard of for our first team to be in Division 2A. We tend to be either 1A or even Premier North for some of the sports that we're superior in. So I think it's very much good to see them having a resurgence in recent years. I mean, you mentioned earlier how we won varsity this year. I was at the varsity last year, which did get rained off eventually, but they weren't playing particularly well and were looking like they were going to lose once again, which was going to kind of tip off like what would be a bad season for them. So it's really good to see them kind of looking like they're going to get promoted this year, and the whole cricket club doing well, because a university of our size really should be having a team that's at least in the Division 1A.
Yeah, I mean, Will, as Alex touched upon there, perhaps the context being crucial here for the University of Nottingham's cricket team. You know, obviously our first only in Midlands 2A, I think that, and our second, third and fourth teams languishing in some leagues below that. Does that perhaps show that cricket has got some way to gain on the likes of, say, table tennis, which has been our top sport this year?
Yeah, well, definitely. I think, well, I'd say most of the sports have something to gain on table tennis. They've done so well for us. But even just the women's team are in the Division 1A, so that is something. And obviously with this, if we can get that promotion, we can get both the first teams into that top division, and then hopefully the points will follow. But you know, they're in that division now, and all you can ask them is to try and compete against who they're playing and to be unbeaten. Obviously they've only played 2 games for their top with that positive run rate, you said. Obviously, you know, they're putting in the performances, and we're just hoping that will continue with their upcoming fixtures.
Hi, I'm Matt Lawson, Nottingham alumni, now in Notts County Football Club, and you're listening to URN.
That was Matt Lawson. We'll be playing an interview with him later on that our very own Joe Tanner did about the reformation of Notts County Women's. They're back. Obviously, they folded 13 months ago due to debt issues. They were $500,000 in debt, which is not an ideal place to be in financial terms, and they'll rejoin a regional league to start with. Yeah, and they've also, whilst the old club played their games, their home games at Meadow Lane, the newly formed side, and it's also worth noting they're going to be called Notts County Women rather than Notts County Ladies, in order to distinguish them from the former side and to really sort of, as Alan Hardy said, sort of a new start and a new era for this team. They're going to be playing at the ground that's not Meadow Lane. Possibly Ilkeston FC is the name that's been mentioned, another club that Alan Hardy owns. What do you guys make of this? I mean, obviously, Meadow Lane perhaps more prestigious, but do you think it's perhaps gives them a better amount of context and a better amount of realism to be playing at ground like Ilkeston, perhaps?
Yeah, I think when you're starting so far down, I think playing at Meadow Lane is unnecessary, really. I mean, Ilkeston's still going to be, you know, in the like the men's team, obviously in the lower division, like the conference, I think. So it's still going to be a decent ground for that level of football. Kept reasonably well, so I think you can't be expecting them to be playing at Meadow Lane when they're in the lowest divisions. And as I mentioned earlier, maybe when they have got those few promotions, that's when they can move back into Meadow Lane when it's more suited to them.
Yeah, and realistically, the men's team at the moment struggles to get even half capacity, except for big games. So I don't think, especially when you're playing, I think when you said a regional level around six divisions below the Women's Super League, I think it's not necessarily a bad decision. I mean, in terms of cost as well, it'd be a lot cheaper to have stewarding for a smaller ground. They won't have to have as much staff. It's the general expenditure will be a lot cheaper for a ground like that. So it makes no sense when a team that struggled financially, who probably weren't getting crowds even in their prime to justify a 20,000 seat stadium, to play potentially a smaller ground to start with, and maybe to reopen the possibility of moving maybe in the future when both the club itself is in better financial standing, and also they know what the attendances are going to be like for this new team.
Yeah, as Alex mentioned there, the finance will be key moving forwards, obviously, with the finance being the issue last time as to why it folded. And somebody who's involved with Notts County Ladies last time was URN's ex-alumni Matt Lawson, and we caught up with him to get his thoughts.
This is URN Sport.
I think it's positive news that Notts County are entering an adult women's team again. You know, ultimately it comes down to, do you want an adult women's team at Notts County or not? And I'd certainly rather see one there than not at all. When the club folded last year, it was very difficult for everybody involved. I personally had 3 years working with a women's team before leaving the club shortly before the ladies, sort of folded, if you like. And it was very difficult, but ultimately it's not our money, and you have to respect the person whose money it is that's putting the money up, because, you know, ultimately they decide what to spend the money on, and if it's not financially viable, then unfortunately, you know, you have to accept that. We had some top players, top England internationals, you know, and most of them are still playing at the very top of the game, and that's the main thing.
That was Matt Lawson there giving his thoughts on Notts County women and their reforming, their new birth as a footballing team. Just before we go to a quick song, the big question really is, you know, will it be a success this time? Can they make it work when obviously they had issues with finance before and not being a viable option? Do you guys think that it will work, or will we be here in a certain maybe 2-3 years time saying that it's failed again?
I mean, the fact that they brought it back implies that they've got a better game plan. As long as they learn from their mistakes, I'm sure. Touch wood, it'll be better than last time.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say, they've been there now, they've done it. Hopefully they've learned from their mistakes. And obviously that's kind of started with that change from Meadow Lane to Ilkeston. So hopefully they can continue with that and in the next 5 years move up the divisions.
And now we're going to move on to the Notts County men's team, who didn't have a great week themselves. They went down in the playoff semi-final second leg to Coventry. I think the final result in that was 4-1 to Coventry. A pretty abysmal performance on the whole. I think we're going to go into depth into that now. The first thing to mention, I think, is the controversy of refereeing decisions. There was a lot of debate about the penalty in the first leg that gave Coventry a late equaliser. And the offside in the second leg, which I've heard various Euro members at the pub rant about for being an appalling decision. Guys, do you think the refereeing decisions really counted against Notts County here, or were they not so important in the grand scheme of things?
I think it did count against him, but I think it was vaguely similar to the game when England had that goal across the line from Frank Lampard against Germany. I mean, it would have potentially changed the game. I mean, in this tie, if they got the goal, it would have got them up to level 2-2, and it would have prevented Coventry from going ahead. But when I was watching the game, Coventry were all over County, especially in the second leg. I mean, County played quite well in the first one. It deserved to be a draw, despite the controversial penalty decision. But Coventry were all over County in that game. They're playing much better football. County looked a bit bereft of confidence and bereft of any real creativity. So, like I said, it could well have changed the game, but I think County, it's hard to say, because Coventry might have been spurred on by that and still beaten County, but you could still hope the refereeing decisions at this level will improve in the near future.
Yeah, I think the one, the penalty decision from the first day, I think was a more impactful one. I mean, I do agree that they were, you know, they're holding on 1-0, they weren't really trying to make anything, they were just sitting back, holding out for 1-0, and I don't think it was a penalty and it was given. But I think the second leg, you know, if maybe they were going into that 1-0 would have made a difference, but once it was 1-1 and they had to try and beat them or obviously take the penalties, I think they couldn't really just be sitting back. And obviously the 2-2 with the offside, the disallowed goal, sorry, would have made a difference, but then Coventry was still dominating. I think they would have won, but that's not going to stop Kevin Nolan complaining about the decisions, and it's a shame that all of them went against County rather than a few evened out.
And now we're going to move on to the last few minutes to a bit of a chat about Nottinghamshire County Cricket Club. And guys, obviously Nottinghamshire were a lot of England players, the likes of Alex Hales, Jake Bull, Stuart Broad will be on international duty. These are names that the fans will know, want to go and see. Do you think this will negatively impact them in the One Day Cup this year? You know, if we have the likes of Broad and Hales and maybe even Simon Patel, if he has another good year playing for England, do you think this will undermine their chances of success?
I think you kind of always understand that in cricket, it's not really like football, you get the international breaks, that these kind of players often do get dragged away by international duties, and their kind of club level cricket is kind of suffers that result. So obviously you want to see big stars, but I'm sure the people who come go for the love of cricket and the love of Nottinghamshire cricket. So it'd be disappointing to not see them, some of them playing potentially in the summer, but I'm sure they'll get around it, as I'm sure they've had to do in the past.
I think also that's going to affect a lot of other teams as well, the players that are going to be missing out. So, you know, obviously we do have, well, Nottinghamshire do have the three you just mentioned, which is definitely going to impact them, but, you know, other teams can have some key players missing as well, so you've got to hope that the players coming in can do a good job, which they'll...
This is URN Sport.